next guest is a man who, well, on the other hand, I don't like to exactly say that without qualifying my statement by saying he's also very well known in the field of, well, one thing I'm sure of, here he is, that musical genius, that man of no words, Harpo Marx.
Well, well, Harpo, how are you? Good to see you. What do you say, kid? Yeah, hello, Harp. What's cooking? For a minute, I didn't think he was going to speak to us.
Yeah, Harpo looks hungry, Jack.
He does at that. Want something to eat, Harpo?
What would you like?
Get him a glass of milk. And a piece of raspberry pie.
Now, gentlemen, I'm afraid to interrupt again, but things are getting a little dull.
Just a minute, Carpenter.
Here.
After all, we're handicapped.
Yeah, how can we hold a conversation with a guy who won't talk?
Well, apparently you aren't aware of the fact that Mr. Marx always travels with an interpreter. Of course, he's brought him along tonight. Gentlemen of the AEF, may I present Harpo's official interpreter and spokesman, Mr. Gary Cooper.
Hey, Bing, he got more applause than we did.
Get my things, I'm leaving.
Well, Gary, this is really a surprise. Doggone, I didn't know that you were Harpo's spokesman. So you travel around, do all this talking for him. Is that right?
Yep.
Well, Gary... I'm glad you're here because we're beginning to have a little trouble with Harpo. Do you ever have any trouble with him?
Nope.
Well, I guess that's because you've known him so long. I mean, you're very close to him. You understand him.
Yep.
And he won the Academy Award. Hey, Bing, do you think you could get him to talk?
No.
Well, try.
Okay, say, Gary, we had a lot of fun when you were working at Paramount on For Whom the Bell Tolls, didn't we?
Yep.
What do you do? Now, you on a vacation?
No.
Oh, then you're getting ready for another picture.
Yep.
Is there a part in the picture for me?
Nope.
Well, I'll try one more question. Is Harpo going to play his harp tonight?
Yep.
This guy's beginning to crack like Silent Yoakum.
Gary, Yoakum fans back there. Gary... What's Harpo going to play?
The harp.
He said something! Hey, he said something!
Gabby Barber, huh?
What selection?
Well, I hate to hog the whole show by talking too much, but Harpo's going to play Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder. But I want to warn you, it's going to sound more like Stardust. Climb up on the harp, sonny boy, and play it like an angel.
For heaven's sake, Gary, what's the matter with him? He's groaning.
Naturally.
Naturally?
Well, he wants the groaner to sing with him.
Okay, Harpo. Sit right over there and pluck me on, boy. Lots of requests tonight for Blue Heaven. Hmm?
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh,
hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right and a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, and a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Hello?